At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
So I knew of you.
Of course.
And
who doesn't? I'm just
sleeping. Oh my god.
I'll play it.
One of the characteristics I liked was that he was humble. So what do y'all do? You have icebreakers before you start a podcast?
Icebreaker.
Yeah, to get your guests warmed up.
Yeah, have you seen High School Musical? Have you seen High School Musical?
Yes.
You know when they go
Yeah. Sharpay?
Do it.
I can't even do it.
It's a ma.
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 Welcome back, guys, to the Cousin
Connection
podcast. I don't know where to look. This is weird.
I know. This is like...
I can't tell if the sound even is good because I don't have headphones on.
Your sound is good. Don't worry.
Seat started.
Sword disoriented. Yeah, I didn't really. Like, I'm sitting in a mirror seat, okay? And mm-hmm. I don't even know. This is not my angle.
This is not my angle. I don't know what I'm doing here.
You guys are looking at a mirror like face, like straight on. Is it straight on? Face
on? Oh, sorry.
We have a very special guest.
Yeah, she's I.
Hey, guys.
No, hyper up.
Today we have my wife. We're not going to even say her name.
I'm trying to figure out who it was. No. No, that's the last
one. Hey, I can't hear it. So I
can.
Know.
We have Hanan.
Clap. No. Okay. We're good.
Yo, I wasn't even supposed to be in Toronto, so my flight originally was supposed to sleep on Monday. So alhamdulillah, I was able to make it extended a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We may or may not have held her hostage, but it's fine. Yeah, she's enjoying her time here.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I might have just, you know, called the airlines and be like, nah, she ain't leaving.
Can y'all cancel her flight, please? Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Just mysteriously changes.
So guys, I feel like this episode was a long time coming. We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're actually making it happen. There's so much we have to talk about.
We were anticipating so much, we missed last week's episode. So, you know.
Life happens. Okay, guys. Life happens. And we figured we would make it up to you guys by bringing on our very special guest.
Yeah.
The newest member of the Cousin Connection podcast.
You know, it's a one and done, guys. It's a one and done. Okay. unless she says, oh, I really like it. It's like, yo, you know, like Aisha just comes on like four more times.
Exactly. She'll be a regular at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, might even be my fill-in or Amir's fill-in when he's not
here. I'm just saying, man. I can have another studio at home. Maybe make the studio at home. Sara, are you
in?
She's not making that drive?
Every week? Maybe. I'll become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We're not going
to
explain.
Or maybe she'll move. Maybe she'll move to us. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's closer to work. I'm just saying. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
For you, it's definitely closer. I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. If it takes us 10 minutes to get to Union Station.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's very close.
Well, if you drive to one of these stations that are closest to us.
Yeah. Oh.
I just realized because I don't have the thing behind me.
I heard that.
Also, he like banged into my bun like twice.
Oh my god.
I'm not used to this, okay? I don't even know if I sound well, okay?
You do. I can hear you more than I can hear me or Hanan.
Oh, yeah, I'm projecting like I always do.
Can I just say, it's like very surreal to be here because, really? I don't know, like I watched y'all a little bit and just like also Aisha's channel, y'all have created like this little... online multiverse situation.
For real.
With like different like guests, like special appearances, like different cousins. So I felt like I knew, like kind of knew you guys. Obviously, like after I met him, it was like I binged a lot.
It's like a newcomer to the Marvel universe where you start binging all of the like previous movies to find out, like, be on the up and up on what's going on.
And you're like the backstory, like how did we get here? Let's see. And you start watching.
That's the thing for us. Like you can literally go back onto my sister's YouTube page and like
cringe.
Find everything. You can find our like watch us growing up on there.
It's kind of scary. But wait, so like, did you watch his sister's channel and then like the beginning of our podcast before you two ever met?
Okay, so I used to watch Aisha. Like,
stop it, Amir.
What? I didn't say nothing.
Leave her alone. Go
ahead. Keep going.
Don't worry.
First of all, I used to watch Aisha.
Yeah.
Just, I can't remember how I like first found out about her, but I used to follow her like tutorials and like actually I went like follow them. I went to a wedding once, like thing by thing, like followed step her video. Step. Yeah. So anyways, I was a huge fan of hers. And I heard about y'all, I think like when I used to live with Sophia, like we were roommates in Atlanta. And I can't remember like what it was, but like in we were listening to like one of the old podcasts, like one of the first ones together.
Okay.
In our living room. And it was about marriage.
Was it before we had video?
Yeah, it was before.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was one thing I remember about him, but I guess maybe we'll get to that or not. So I listened to that. And then I wasn't watching the videos, but they would come on my like For You page.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
Until Muneeb came on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh, yeah. Do we even explain that connection?
We will now.
Okay, yeah.
Well, like once she finishes.
Okay, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah. And then obviously I like knew who you were from Aisha's videos.
Yeah.
And my brother was on the podcast.
There you go.
And I watched that entire thing. And I actually watched it with a friend as well. And like it was also about marriage.
Most of the time, if it's funny, like three of us, like us with another honey person, we're talking about
very
yeah.
Yeah.
So that was just such a funny coincidence. I like still watch that episode today.
Wait, the one with him?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what we even spoke about, but
you were grilling them, like you were asking, like
We were talking about like what men like what they expect of themselves sometimes, and like there's a reason why men wait for marriage and like why they might not be ready for marriage and what wouldn't be stopping them. And we're talking about like, you know, not making enough money, not being provided 100%, that kind of stuff, right? So that was like a big part of our conversation.
Was it something about like shooting your shot too? Did we talk about that?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like that, Muneeb, we actually knew him for a couple years now. Like I think I got to know him a lot better through Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And then Amir, I don't know how you guys know each other. I don't remember.
You know, we linked up.
Like, you know, was that the first time you guys met?
He stayed here and we were like hanging out.
No, yeah. But was that the first time you guys met?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was after we did the podcast already. Right? Maybe. I'm pretty sure it was after the podcast. Yeah.
Maybe, but like.
Or maybe I'm forgetting. Honestly, the way events kind of played out then, I can't really remember like exactly what came first. Yeah, it's all a blur.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago now, but we ended up filming with her brother. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I think we followed each other maybe at that point.
So yeah, I met you like 2016 at Samir and Susie's wedding.
Their nikah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was here.
Yeah.
No, I like, I vaguely remember that. I vaguely remember that.
Sorry.
Stop.
Now I can't even hear myself. So like I can't tell if you can hear me because I'm saying it so quietly.
I can't hear you. Every single thing you're whispering, I can hear it.
Oh my God.
But we were following each other, but I didn't know you were Muneeb's sister.
Yeah.
I thought he was an only child the whole time. And you guys already know the story of how they met. Maybe we can get like Hanan's perspective, because we obviously know Amir's perspective now, and we, I don't know if Nabata's ever told the story on here before.
Oh, about like how we met.
Yeah, like I wanna grill you on that in a in a way to just get like your inner thoughts. Like, so you knew of the podcast, you knew obviously of Amir and myself, and as you guys know, those of you that regularly listen to the podcast, how they met was last year during Kubba. There was like a mingle and mix where
mix
a lot
and
of
mingle. Mingle and mix?
Yeah, it's going by alphabetical order. Mingle and mix.
Okay, yeah. Technically. But like, that's not what you meant to do. Yes, that's not what you meant to do.
Anyways, mix and mingle, mingle and mix. Fine, mix and mingle sounds better.
Yeah.
Anyways, we met, we were there, and Hanan and Nabat knew of each other.
Yeah.
And then Nabat.
But they actually only knew about each other from
Kubba. Right? Yeah, I'd never. Yeah.
Like that,
I'd never.
Kubba. Like that same Kubba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny enough, like Hanan just reminded me of this, like right before we started recording. Mm-hmm. Did you know we were in the same initial group?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, one of the icebreakers at the actual Mix and Mingle was like you got into a group with everybody in the same born in the same month as you.
Yeah.
And they just happened to be, because like you think your birthdays are like literally like 10 days apart.
Yeah. So we were in the same group. And then from there, I don't know why we weren't at the same table, because we were still in the same age range.
Well, the table just depended where you got played. There's probably multiple, like 30.
Wait, which? What are you saying?
You know how we got seated in those tables of 10 based on your age range?
Oh, was that how it is?
Yeah. It was age.
Oh, I thought they just like did multiple. It randomly. I don't know how they made it work.
No.
Because there are people who were like 10 years younger than me.
At your table?
Okay, not 10 years. Like at least 8 years younger than me.
Oh. Well, when did y'all get there?
Yeah. I don't think I was
there.
They
had to find tables because there's a lot of
people. No, you got there before me.
I was there when it was like, you know, getting there. It was getting there. Yeah.
And so like towards the end of the event, Amir was like ready to leave. And Nabat was like, no, don't leave. I want to introduce you to someone. And he was just like his fight or flight was fully activated.
But the reason, and I've already mentioned this in the podcast, is because I was sweating like fully through my shirt. Like just my armpits were just completely drenched.
I remember you came up to me and you're like, how bad is it?
Yeah. It was like wet.
It was just like this huge wet stain. I was like, just keep your arms down your
front. It was so bad. It was so bad.
But then are you wearing like a thin like,
I was wearing a really like
up? It was a golf
like,
shirt,
a golf
no?
shirt, yeah.
Yeah, and
but
it was like because, a dark color.
Because it was an older golf shirt, it was the only like nicer-ish shirt I could wear it for summer. But I had like, I was larger.
Was it red?
Time.
Or
yeah.
like pink or something?
If it was dark, exactly. then it's
it was,
probably
it was
not
like a, it was a maroon. But I was a little bit dark. I was a bit larger than I normally was. Like I think I was like a 210 pounds at the time. So the shirt was tighter on me. So it just felt like I was wearing like a muscle shirt.
You did that on purpose.
No, I swear. I did it. It's just how it turned out. Yeah.
So now that we've set the scene for you guys, Nabat is looking for Hanan while clenching onto Amir's wrist so he wouldn't leave. And then they finally find you.
Yeah.
Let us know. How did that come about?
I was just like, firstly, this whole mix and mingle thing, I was like oddly calm. We're on the older side of things.
We're not that old. Don't
at this
say
event.
That.
And so I just feel like everyone is like younger and you're just there to, I was just chit-chatting, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like any person I recognized or saw, we'd be like, oh, hey, what's up? So I think I had just finished a conversation with someone and then I was just like looking for the next person. And
you
then
mean Amir?
Yeah.
Did you anticipate like seeing him? Or like did you want to see him?
Well, we can back up like even further. In
yeah,
the week.
Do it. Do it.
So I knew of you.
Of course.
And
who doesn't? I'm just like,
oh
I'm
my
sorry.
God.
I'll play it.
One of the characteristics I liked was that he was humble.
He was, yeah.
He was humble. I didn't. Like, you know, when you go and you're like, oh, yeah, this person lives here. Or like, this, they're here. Mm-hmm. That was the kind of thing, like, when I saw you. Mm-hmm. what day was it? I want to say the picnic was the first day.
Did you see me at Toronto Center Island? Yeah.
You were there, Amir?
Yeah. Remember, we were playing games with the kids. We're playing the little, you know, the thing you throw and you get on the thing. The thing we played the other day at the
thing. I remember, like, you jogged my memory, but like that day was such a blur. It was so hot that day.
I was miserable.
But anyways, sorry to interrupt.
And you had just like, because you were working, you didn't take off that week.
So
you
weren't like right after work.
You weren't at everything, right? Like us who traveled in, we were at soccer, we were at basketball. So that was the first time I saw you. And I just remember, like, he was just walking by himself across the lawn. And I just, like, I saw him at a distance. And I was like,
he's getting so gassed right now.
I didn't talk about, okay?
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
I just was like, there's no way. And then I moved on.
What?
No, like for myself, because there were so many people. Like Center Island Day, I was shocked. I've never seen so many Harari people in my life. Right? And like as far as the eye can see, it's just our people. So it's beautiful. But at the same time, I'm like, there's so many women. Like, why would he even look my way? You know, it's not the most positive thing to think. But I'm like, there's so many, like, he has so many options. Like, all that happened, like, very quickly.
Yeah.
In my mind, you just, like, rapidly think that.
You can blame your brother for that. I'm just saying. I never knew he had siblings. Like, really, she mentioned earlier, I literally did not know.
Like, Muneeb acted like a single child. That's his fault. But, you know, okay, fast forward to, what was this, Saturday morning?
You were at that wedding, too, that I met Sarah at. And I met Hassan and Hussein.
Samir and Sozi's Nikah.
Which is funny.
You were there. We were all there. It was like the day after.
It's crazy. But it shows you, you know, fate is a weird thing, man, because we literally did not cross paths until we needed to.
What is it? Invisible like string or red?
Invisible string theory.
That's what it is. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. So anyways, fast forward back to the Saturday of the mix and mingle. Before the event started, I saw Nabat, and I went up to her and I saw Amir and they were at the same table. So I told her, I did not realize that they were cousins. And so I told her, like, ooh, like a lot of girls are talking about him. You should like you get to know him. Like, and she's like, no way, that's my cousin.
If you were like, interested, oh, why are you telling her? I know, why are you self-sabotaging?
That's just how...
No, girl.
That's just how...
That's how... I know what you're talking about. Like, this is a thing. That's a trope,
And I mean, that is true. Like, I'm not making that up. Like, girls talking about you. So...
Don't be gassed.
Yeah, I know.
We'll humble you real quick.
Wait for that. but she took that as, this girl's interested. So I think that's like what started her quest.
she was telling me that's how I found out that Muneeb had a sister, because mm-hmm. she goes, oh, I met Muneeb's sister, and I think she wants to be introduced to Amir. I'm like, who? Muneeb has a sister? And then, you know, once I realized who it was, remember I was telling you, like, when Nabat was texting me this, I'm like, where is she? I don't know why I thought you, like, you guys don't look alike at all, so no. I would have never assumed
it's like me siblings. It's like me and Aisha, like, you wouldn't be able to tell. If you looked at Aisha and I, you would not be able to tell that we were siblings.
You, like, guys looked more like when no you were context. Like babies. Yeah.
Yeah. No context. Yeah, it wouldn't look like that.
Mm. Yeah, it's like okay. All three of us.
So now
we're at the same table.
Yeah, we had the same table where we, like, I think they had
all the guys move
swap between the tables. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so they asked a question, and we're going around giving
the question
our answers.
Was like, do you believe in love at first sight?
That was one of the questions.
Yeah. How'd you guys answer?
He said no.
He said no.
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What'd you say?
I said yes.
Was it ringing true at that moment?
Yeah.
And he had no idea.
Look at you.
Not in that moment, because I mean, I had already seen you. So. Mm-hmm. But it was like the second question, which was like, what would you do if money weren't an issue? Like, mm-hmm. if you didn't need to make it. And I can't remember what you said, but I said something about, like, being an illustrator, or, like, pursuing mm-hmm. art in some form.
I think I asked
form.
You more questions about that, right?
Yeah, he, like, stopped the table asking me more questions. And I think I said animation, maybe. And he was mm-hmm. like, where? Pixar? Like, Disney? Where you want to work? I was like, no, it's not work. Yeah. No money involved.
Right.
Just, like, draw for, like, people or myself or mm-hmm. friends. I don't know, like, what? But yeah, like, you had inquired some yeah. more.
At that point, was your interest peaked or not yet? You were just being like, you were just asking yeah. questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I'm so bad at making like the first move and stuff like that.
Why?
I don't know. It's
but
just,
I also
it
feel like
now.
You were in fight or flight mode at that point.
Yeah, I think I was also like, I was just like super like, you know, like I mentioned a couple episodes ago, it was like the whole like, like, make sure you finish all conversations in the room and get out as quickly as possible.
You know how you'll
That's
know
a lot of conversation.
Mm-hmm. You know how you'll know if he's in fight or flight mode? You know how he says he's an introvert, which he is. Mm-hmm. But if Amir is like overly extroverted in that moment, he's in fight or flight mode. Like, if he's like, if his volume is at like a 15 out of 10, for sure, like, he's in fight or flight mode. Mm-hmm. Because I remember right after. So after the premise of the mix and mingle was like all the guys would rotate each, like they would move to different tables. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they kind of just said like, okay, everybody like get up and like whoever piqued your interest, go ask for their number. And
it was really awkward.
It was just awkward. Mm-hmm. But when we like, so I wasn't at the same table as Amir and Nabat. Mm-hmm. So I eventually like found them and he was just like, okay, let's go. Like, I'm ready to leave. So
because that will trigger me like very highly, or like that'll just trigger me to like say now, like make yourself the most vulnerable you can.
You know what
it
is.
In whatever instance, like in this case specifically, it means to approach someone, but yeah. just in general, just make yourself like super vulnerable in front of a bunch of people.
Well,
time to get out.
Yeah, I think it was like the way that it was. Angle, yeah. Like, go get someone's number now.
Exactly.
Like, the men, because like, the girls all were sitting.
Yeah.
And they told all the men to just go straight to them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you already know, like, I feel like our culture, everything is super, like, taboo. Even the topic of, like, dating is still, like, relatively uncomfortable for people to, like, openly discuss. Mm. So, like, imagine forcing like 300 people in a room, like go get somebody's number. Like, of course they're not gonna do that. Yeah. It was just
someone.
Weird.
Some guys did, which took
some
guts.
Did.
Most probably, yeah. Most Americans.
There was some on my table.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure, it was probably the Americans. I feel like Canadians are a little bit more timid. Maybe, I don't know. Now we're at the part where he's asking you about illustrations, and then does he get up and leave because they do the rotation?
Yeah, they move mm-hmm. on.
He doesn't ask for your Instagram at that point?
No.
At this point, we were just getting up and going. We weren't asking for anything, yeah.
Okay.
So now it's like the free open time where they tell all the guys to go shoot their shot. we're all just like in the center of the room mingling. Mm-hmm. And then Nabat comes over to with him kind of in tow. I just like remember her like holding his arm or something.
Like dragging me through.
And like, I kid you not, she like 10 seconds. Hi, this is Hanan, Munib's sister. This is Amir, my cousin.
And she left. I don't even think she said it was like Munib's sister.
She did. That's she? Only, okay. Yeah, she's like, this is Hanan. And that's and that really taught me, like, that's all kind of it takes. When they say introduce someone, mm-hmm. they don't mean, like, facilitate the conversation. They don't mean, like... Yeah.
They literally mean, like, push each other together and just leave.
Yeah. Happen. I mean, that's one way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, one... there's one thing I forgot to mention. At a point in the conversation, mm-hmm. you excused yourself and... You were just like, I can't remember what you said.
Oh, yeah, no. I was, like, profusely sweating. And I got embarrassed and, like, left.
Yeah. I think you said that. Yeah. You were like, I'm sweating. And I was like, that's so... That doesn't seem real. Like, is he just... I thought he was trying to get out of the conversation. That was what went through my head. And as soon as he left, I was like, normally people just, you know... Mm-hmm. But that was real.
Yeah.
Okay. And
clearly.
So I thought he was just trying. So then I started looking for someone else to talk to.
Aww.
But he came back. And yeah. That was like, I was like pleasantly surprised.
That I didn't abandon you.
Yeah. It was because I mean, people do it all the time. Like,
really?
You get a drink, you go to the bathroom. Like, that's yeah. just yeah. the way that we do it in our. Mm-hmm. So when he came back, I was like, oh, wow.
You know, I'm a stand-up guy, guys. Yeah. I'll never leave a woman in the middle of conversation, not come back.
And then
rude like that. Never.
And then mm-hmm. you asked for my Instagram.
Yeah.
Not a phone number, mm-hmm. but, you know.
While another person was trying to ask for it, too. I'm just saying. Yeah. I was like, excuse me, sir.
Why did you ask for Instagram and mm-hmm. not her phone number?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was like, I thought being asking for a number would be too forward. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe they feel more safer giving me their Instagram than their phone number. Because phone numbers are, like, pretty, like...
No, I'm asking this because I know you spent 30 seconds on Instagram.
I know. And actually, at that point, at the time of year, I was, like trying to... I would literally track, like, how long I would be on Instagram every day. I would make sure that my average was, like, 10 minutes a day. And that's it. But, you know, that definitely went up after we started talking. So
And yeah. So,
mm-hmm. Then you had to navigate the world of long distance relationships. Mm.
Yeah.
Which I was vehemently against at first. Mm-hmm. Vehemently against. Even when we were first talking, that was like a concern of mine.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, you're not in the city. You know, I'll think about it kind of thing. You know, I was like, I wasn't fully
on board yet
because I was like,
yeah.
Like, you could be, oh. You grab tried. It. You okay. tried
I
to just, reach for it.
I was going to try to blow my nose.
Oh, no. Do it.
That was such a fail.
Oh, my God. Your arm didn't even make it halfway. Oh, there you go.
Yay.
You're good. You're good.
You didn't think I was going to reach that, huh?
You didn't.
I did. I just got it.
Yeah, you stood up to get it. Okay, that doesn't count. Oh, yeah, the long distance thing was definitely an issue. So I was like, you know, we'll take this slow, okay?
Mm.
I was even on the podcast. I was saying multiple times, like, I'm not doing long distance. I'm done with long distance. So I was like, you know what? She's a beautiful girl. You know, I like the conversation we're having. She's smart. She seems, you know, like someone I'd be interested in. So I'm going to take the chance here. I'm going to break my own rules.
Do you know what he said to me? And
alhamdulillah, it worked out.
When he met you...
What did I say?
I don't think you remember this.
I don't remember nothing.
So I think it was like a week or two after we mm-hmm. hung out. And Amir's never on his phone, like rarely. So this day he was like aggressively typing, just typing away. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, like just very casually. Oh, I'm just talking to Hanan. And I was like Hanan Munib's sister? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you guys are still talking? He was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. He's like, yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. do you like her? And he was like, yeah. Yeah, I feel like she's the female version of me. I really like her. And I was like,
he said that?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, because I feel like Amir is not the type to just like outwardly talk about things unless you kind of start to like ask him and then he'll open up. And then, you know, once he was saying that, I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is exciting. Mm-hmm. Normally he'll be like, oh yeah, I was talking to this girl like 3 years ago. And I'm just like, Amir, like, what the
hell? And that's new information.
Yeah. But this time he's saying it, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, all right, cool. Like, let's see how it.
You know, I feel like I've developed as a person, and I can be more open with my close family and friends with about things going on in my life. Yeah. Okay. This was just the first time where I had the ability to do that and practice that, put it into practice.
I'm proud of you. That was a big step.
I'm just saying, I'm a very, I've grown a lot.
Michelle?
I would say so too. And so
totally humble.
Oh, 100%.
You were acting up this episode.
So now that you guys, you know, established that there's a connection, you guys want to get to know each other more. Can you guys talk to us about how you navigated basically getting to know somebody in a long distance type of way?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Communication and consistent communication. And you know, like we were talking a lot, and I had to like make sure that, you know, like set my expectations. Like, do you normally text like this? Can I expect like a drop in communication? Like, just let me know, because I don't want to feel like this is unsustainable.
Yeah.
But I think, like, with effort and, like, intention, like, that's just the key. Yeah. Letting someone know that, you know, you're thinking of them and that you respect them enough to check in. Yeah. Like, it's great when it feels, like, as natural as possible. Like, that's the best, like, that's when you know it's real.
Yeah.
When it's obviously, like, it shouldn't feel like an obligation.
Right.
And you were really good about it. And I have to say, like, I've heard y'all talk about his, like, texting habits, like, how he's, like, the worst. But mashallah, like, your communication was amazing.
Yeah, we communicate about what we expect from each other, okay? Texting and calling-wise. Of course, there's a learning curve. It's, like, especially for, like, calls and stuff like that. I hate calls. I told her that. But we worked on it, and I got up to...
It's like, is this a pen pal? Like, what is
exactly.
Did you know? I think this is safe to say. If not, you can cut this part out. But one of the ways that Amir's dad knew he was talking to someone was because he heard him on the phone all the time. Yeah. And he's like, Sara, I know he literally interrogated me, cornered me in the basement one day. And he's like, who is he talking to? I'm like, how do you know he's talking to someone? He's like, because Amir is never on the phone. And all I hear is him. He's always talking to somebody.
That's dead giveaway.
Yeah. So, like, also, she made it a very big point. Like, once we knew we were getting, like, really serious, she's like, we should, like, start seeing each other at least, like, once a month, like, physically, like, see you in person, right? So like, we were strategically like, okay, you're gonna be in, I think, like, the first interaction was like she was gonna be in Toronto for a wedding or something. So, and I was gonna go to that wedding anyway, so like we met that was the first time. Oh, was the other time
Detroit?
She was going to Detroit. I was like, oh, I was like a few hours away. I drove to Detroit at the place that she was staying at.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, there you go. I got to see her there.
Yeah.
And then the next time was, of course, the wedding. So, like, it came down to, like, we were seeing each other at least, like, once a month in person. Right? Because, like, I don't know. It's just especially for me as someone who needs more of, like, the physical. Like, in order to see who I am fully, you have to see me in person.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to, like, fully... be myself, like, through a phone.
Were you listening to our conversation?
No.
We were just saying that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now the audience gets to hear it, right?
Yeah.
So that was a big part for both of us, very important, right?
Yeah. It translated, like...
What do you mean?
The phone long-distance relationship to the in-person.
Yeah, I felt like it was like translating, like we were the same. Yeah. On the phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we meshed pretty well there.
Were you nervous when you did the drive to Detroit by yourself?
I was more excited than nervous. What?
When you crossed the border.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I even talked about it on the podcast.
Oh, you already did? Then,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I was going to Detroit, and, like, the guy asked, like, who are you why are you coming to America? I was like, oh, I'm just going to be meeting, like, someone I met, you know, we've been talking, whatever. And he's like, where did you meet them? I was like, at an Islamic conference. I was like, why did I say that? Why did I say an Islamic conference?
You never told them.
Because, no, the way my mind, I was kind of nervous, okay? I usually don't get nervous.
Islamic conference. You know how that they're going to take
Okay. Yeah. The reason I said Islamic conference, because I was like, well, he doesn't know what Hariris are. So he said a Hariri conference.
It's just an Ethiopian soccer festival.
I don't know. I couldn't think it properly at the time. But when I said that, you could tell it piqued his interest, because he's like, so exactly what do you guys do at this conference? Like, yeah. And he started like digging deeper. He's like, do you like believe in killing people? And
he asked
people?
You
like,
that?
He was asking questions like that. Yeah. And it's like, do you agree with those people?
Real question.
He was like, do you agree with like terrorists and killing people? I was like, no.
What?
He's having like, no. Like, he's like, do you think that they're part of, I'm like, no. Like, they're some weird interpretation of Islam or something, right? Like, it's not what we believe.
It's got deep.
And like, I just started like trying to like explain more and more. He's like,
not just go. Giving him da'wah. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually, he's like, just go. And he like, let me go. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it. I can't remember when or which episode, but yeah. That was
you
fun.
Never told that story.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay, now you know.
How would you have spun it?
What?
How would you have spun that?
Spun what?
Like why he was...
Why you were going to Detroit.
Yeah.
You didn't tell that story. I knew you went. Mm-hmm. You told me, but not you didn't tell that story on the podcast.
Yeah, that's and I'm too lazy to look. So yeah, I'm just seeing that.
I don't know. Unless one of you guys there's actually one of our someone who watches our YouTube videos. She's been like rewatching the old episodes. Mm-hmm. Oh my god! And I forgot to tell you. Okay,
what?
You know what? Now that you guys are both here, I'm gonna show it to you. Apparently you said this comment like a few years ago, mm-hmm. A few episodes ago, like maybe last year or the year before. Mm-hmm. And someone commented and said, you need to make Amir should watch this now. And I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Let me see this. What is it?
Yeah. This episode was over a year ago. It says, please come back and revisit this episode, minute 35, where Sada says that you guys should visit this episode after Amir gets married, and boom, 1 year later, he's married with a beautiful wife, hopefully willing to massage his shoulders.
She definitely
what
is.
Episode was
she this? Definitely is.
This was episode 66.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not married yet, but this is just me dreaming.
Wait. I literally cannot wait until you get married so we can revisit this episode and see how different reality is from this conversation.
Yeah.
But I think I get what you mean. Because when you're planning things with people who don't live with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, do you guys ever realize when we're on vacation, it's very easy to do spontaneous things because we're always together. Yeah. But when we're all in our respective homes, we got a message like, hey, do you want to hang out next week at this time? Like, we actually have to schedule it in a week in advance. Sometimes a couple, like a day or the day of.
That's the thing that I don't look forward to. Mm. That's the reason I look forward to this is that like you can get rid of that whole planning process, right?
I mean, I think you think that once you get married, you'll only ever hang out with that one person. But I think you might not realize it now, but you'll definitely be making time, not just for us, but like,
I don't know. I've seen a lot of people get married and I have never seen them again.
Let's not.
I think it depends on people's personalities too. Like one, you would have to find someone that is kind of like you who, like, is not as much of a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. Two, you'd have to find someone who's just that, like, as spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't find a planner and be like, you want to go, like, rock climbing for 2 hours? Cool.
That was one of my questions, Amir. It's like, how do you consider yourself spontaneous? Because I'm very spontaneous. Mm-hmm.
Are See? You?
Yeah.
So is Amir.
Yeah. And usually it's, like, larger. Sometimes it's, like, a small thing. Like, I really want ice cream. But other times it's like, I need to go outside. I need to go stargazing. I need to like, I want to go to the beach. Like,
yeah.
And I need that. I need to do it like soon.
Yeah. Probably even more spontaneous than me, even though I'm spontaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amir's very spontaneous.
But it's predictable, spontaneous. It's
like, it is predictable, yeah.
It's most likely going to be like, let's go on a walk. Let's go and get food. I don't know. Something like that. Like something simple. Yeah. Right?
Sometimes he'll say crazy shit like, in the winter, do you want to go skiing tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to hear that a lot.
Yeah, she's never.
No skiing for me, but.
I think you should try it once.
Oh, she's tried it. She's had a bit of a.
Everyone in Dallas.
She's had a bit of a tumble.
Like cringing for me. Yeah, I like fractured my femur.
Oh my God.
And it was. Yeah, I don't even want to go into details, but yeah, it was probably the last ski trip for me.
How bad did you fall? I rolled down a mountain.
I felt like I just like slipped and then I kept going, right? And I guess I gained velocity.
Like down or a momentum. Mountain?
It was like a small hill. Like here's your path and like there's just trees on the side. Mm-hmm. Right? And then I slip and then I'm veering to the side as I'm like sliding down. I hit a tree, and never in my wildest dream would I thought like, oh, I broke my leg. But, and it wasn't until I just hit myself. I moved it, and it was just like you could feel the two.
She's basically like Wolverine.
Really? Yeah. And I can't believe like our bodies, like that we, I don't know, like the littlest things can like damage you so mm-hmm. much. Like, it's amazing that we're still like just walking today, because like I felt like nothing, and we're so fragile. Probably, yeah, maybe. I'm like, how is skiing like just so unsupervised and like just go down mountains.
The instructor, after I fell and thought I actually thought I died, because when I opened my eyes, it was just white, right? So I'm like, oh my God, am I dead? Until I heard Gizma, like Aisha, like I can hear her in the back going like, so I'm like, oh, I think I'm still alive. Okay, thank God. All right. Mm-hmm. Is anything broken? But I couldn't move because I'm buried in the snow. Mm-hmm. And then I just see like her head just pop up in front of me. And then this other, like, I'm assuming he's like an instructor or something. And the first thing he said was, are you okay? And I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. I can't move. So I sat up, and then once he was like, okay, nothing's broken, he started yelling at me, and he's like, are you insane? Why would you even think that you could go down this mountain mm-hmm. and you don't even know how to ski? Mm-hmm. And I'm in tears. Obviously, I'm in pain. So I'm just like, I thought it was a family trip.
And trip. Like hiking?
I should have known when I had to go on the ski lift.
Yeah. You couldn't even get off the ski lift.
I know. I fell coming off the ski lift.
I'm so sorry. I feel it.
The meanest thing that he did, mm-hmm. you know, he didn't even take me down the rest of the mountain with a snowmobile.
What did he do?
I had to walk down.
Oh, yeah. That's to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Isn't the snow deep?
Mm-hmm. No, it's pretty hard.
But like, you know how uncomfortable ski boots are. So mm-hmm. I think his sister, I don't know who brought my skis down.
Did I bring them? Oh, no.
Someone, I was like halfway down. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it was only Aisha on the mountain with me. So she, I think, had the skis in her hand. Mm-hmm. And then I was just taking like little side steps all the way down the mountain. Mm-hmm. And I was just angrily sitting in the shack.
Hey, they had a nice chalet, though.
You can walk. You're going down. Mm-hmm.
But I just remember like, days later, like my ribs hurt, like everything hurt. And I'm like, you guys, I don't know.
Because essentially you got into like a car crash, like the same like forces that would hit you.
And then I think it was like the next year we had some guests that came from mm-hmm. Australia. This time my cousin was in town from Australia, so we thought like, why not take her skiing? She's never seen snow before, but like, no problem.
Yeah.
And then the following year, more Australians came. So we were like, you guys want to go skiing? And I was like, nah, I'm good. You guys enjoy, though.
I'm right there with you.
So we'll sit out. We'll watch.
Yeah. You know, I maybe
get comfy clothes.
No.
That's where I had my accident. Oh, yeah, shoot.
Okay, forget it. Forget it. It's okay.
On the bunny hill.
Yeah.
Oh, on the bunny hill.
Yeah. That's the most embarrassing.
Broke her femur on a bunny hill.
It happened.
Are you shaming her?
I'm playing.
It's okay. Do you like skating?
roller ice skating? Ice skating, I'm okay. Okay. He's amazing. One thing I learned.
Yeah, all right. You know.
Just
like a few years of practice. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. These Canadians don't play.
Yeah. I don't think I can ice. I used to take lessons and then I completely forgot how to skate. I think my fear of falling prevents me from like just freely skating.
Wait, roller skating usually translates pretty well.
I never roller skated.
See.
We used to roller skate as kids.
Rollerblading, you mean?
Rollerblading, yeah. Roller skating probably is very different than rollerblading.
Yeah, it does feel.
Yeah.
You guys want to try roller skating?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 4-1?
Yeah.
I own a pair.
Really?
Yeah, I was like COVID times, you know? Mm-hmm. That was like what I wanted to pick up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go. I think there's one.
There's one in Etobicoke.
Yes.
It's north Etobicoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we should probably check that one out. That one looks cool.
Is that the one that Zaki goes to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll go
called
there.
Rolly Pony.
Really?
I think it's called Rolly Pony. Yeah, that's what the name is. Shoot, maybe maybe I'm shouting out the wrong people. Whatever. Sorry. Roller places. It's all good.
Whatever it's called. Anyway,
let's get back to business.
Yeah. So, we touched.
We were talking about like meeting in person and stuff.
Yes, and you had your border story.
Yeah, exactly. we got in this weird tangent.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
So you weren't nervous. You were excited.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Very nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
But you guys had already met in person, so like.
I know, but I was like. Different man, like,
were you nervous that it was forgotten? Gonna be awkward?
I think because this is the first time that we intentionally, like, even though she was already gonna be there, like, we intentionally like made the plan, okay, we're gonna actually like meet and like sit down and actually like talk, because the wedding, which was before that,
no,
after that,
why am I forgetting everything?
The wedding was after.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he went to Detroit and he told me
he was going.
I'm really like
throwing off with my times here, yeah.
That's when I knew he was like serious. Mm-hmm. And then the wedding, we were all at the same wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, actually, I'm going to take a picture. I don't know if you still have the picture.
Yeah, we still have that picture.
You have it?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should insert their first
I don't know where it is. Well, I think I do know where it is. Like, you know, I have what? It on my phone somewhere.
I have it on my desk at work.
Do you actually?
Yeah. So when, you know, the weekend that you were proposing?
Mm-hmm.
And like all my coworkers know who you are because they all watch the podcast. So I was like, guys, Amir is going to propose. Like, and I was telling them like this whole story and they're like, oh my God, to who? I'm like, I've had her on my desk this whole time. You just haven't noticed it.
Yeah.
But there was a photo booth and I was like, you guys, you should sneak a photo. They're like, no, there's people around. I'm like, okay, fine. The three of us will take one and then the last one I'll just jump out. Yeah. And then that's how you guys got your photos.
Yeah, I remember I like pushed you. It's like, okay, quick.
Jeez. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Sana just jumped out of the way. Oh,
well, like I was like, okay, I'm gonna like stand in one of them and then quickly I'll jump out.
I just wonder like what what they thought when they I was just like, because it was on the online digital album.
Was it?
Yes. Was it? Wait, yes. You sent it to me. Anyone can go through it.
Yeah, so but who's really
like,
gonna
it was
go
early
through.
Enough where I'm like, ah.
Who's really wanna... gonna go through all of them?
The bride and groom?
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm just saying. No one's really going through that. Like, no one's like really investigating.
Looking for their own photo.
Maybe. I don't know.
But next, so we did that whole thing where we were meeting up monthly. And then, like, I think it really got serious when I think you came. It actually didn't even take that long to really get serious. It's like, because, you know, you're already there for the intention of getting married.
Yeah.
It really got serious when you came to see the family.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That was the time that you guys were like, okay, we want to get married.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, it's not even like that's when I kind of like knew. I think I just wanted to see how she would interact with the family. And that would like solidify.
If she was awkward around your parents and they were awkward around her, would that be a deal breaker for you? You think?
Only if she interacted in a way that like was like
off-putting,
or like if she was rude or something. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Which I wasn't expecting, but like, you know, you never.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah. I get you.
Your family was so.
What?
Your family was so warm.
Were they?
And welcoming.
Yeah. So I felt that went well.
I felt like I was like at my own relatives. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was, it was great.
Yeah. Like, and I think, that was also like a big question. It's always like, oh, would you marry someone outside of your culture or outside of your ethnicity? Mm. And like the one thing that always held me back from saying 100% like yes, even though I would say yes, like the thing that would make me hesitate was that like not having that like cultural connection, because it makes things like that a lot easier, right? Mm-hmm. Those interactions, because like you already have that commonality and like you already feel like family because you guys, you know, all our mothers kind of feel like our own mothers, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I met like 30 aunts today at the center. Oh, yeah.
She got ambushed.
He called me and he was like, listen, Sara, we were supposed to leave a while ago, but Hanan's getting ambushed at the moment. I was like, it's okay.
Right? Like, and they're just like, we're all your hostas, which means aunts.
They were so excited, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you have new aunts. It was, yeah. I feel like, no matter who, like, you meet, like, you feel like they are,
you know, extension of your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And also, you met my family before that. And it was very much the same for me. Like, you were so natural.
Yeah.
My mom even said, like, you seemed like you had been here before. Mm-hmm. Like, you were just, you know,
but your mom's also like, mashallah, very like a very welcoming woman, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
she's gonna love that part.
Hopefully. You definitely impressed my family as well.
Hi, mama.
And when you like when you guys decided collectively, like, okay, we're ready to introduce each other to our families. Mm-hmm. How did that conversation go with the parents? Like, how do you, like, depending on your relationship with your parents, if you're not the type that talks about, like, okay, I went on a date today, and you're not that open, like, how do you even, you know, for those that are listening, sometimes they're like, I don't know how to bring up this topic to my parents and let them know that I want to get married. So, like, how did you guys navigate that conversation?
Like, letting our family know we've met someone and we want to get married to them. I don't know. How did you do it? For me,
I literally just told them. I was like, oh, at least I...
Well, your dad both, already...
your yeah, dad my dad already knew. I think I was already talking about it with them in a way. I can't remember how I breached it. I think I literally just walked downstairs. They were both like watching TV. I was like, hey guys, so talk to this girl. She's going to be coming in like a month.
Amir and the art of like just being super casual.
Yeah. I'll ambush people with like new information. Like life-changing information.
Mm-hmm. I think I like sat my mom down.
You started off with your mom first?
Yeah. It was like my aunt and my mom and like living room. It was like, so I met some, like it was like very much... like right time and place and everything, no distractions.
Yeah.
I totally did not give that
pep talk
parents.
Afterwards, like all the questions, you know, that. And my father, I think, maybe similar. Similar situation when I knew it was like, but yeah, I would say like my mentally I was like, I just didn't know when was the good time. I honestly felt like, should I do this sooner? Like the most important thing was that they felt like things weren't rushed. So like I personally like know I wanted to get married 1 year after I've been introduced or met someone, or like to have talked to them for 1 year. So it was like really important that like I'm not telling them too late, where then like they feel like they only have 3 months to process this new information.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, what's that, you know, but then you also want to tell them as soon as possible because that's, you know, the Islamic thing to do.
Yeah. I think I was like pushing a lot earlier. I was like, yeah, just let him know, like literally like a month or two, two in. I was like, so you let your parents know? let them know so I can let my parents know.
Yeah.
A little did you know, your dad already knew. I don't know, but I told you.
Yeah.
I like the day I got cornered, I was like, listen.
She immediately went to me.
It's like, your dad knows. So either be more discreet or.
One big thing was like, once the parents know, everyone will know. That was really my biggest problem. It's not even a matter of like we have to promise, say wallahi, like
it just
you tell them it's public. Basically becomes public, right? Mm-hmm. So I was
they are the social media page.
What is the
they are the gossip
one. Yeah.
When do I feel comfortable making like it known? Because every it was so the Harari phone network, like the little network. Because I got a call on the same day from an aunt in New Jersey and an aunt in Atlanta.
The same
as
day.
If that new information had just that was the day that I know, like, because two people in the same day, like,
dang.
Come on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I, you know, you can't control information at that point. Yeah. So that's like, I think that's unique for us a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe it's not completely unique, but that was like.
That was fun.
That was definitely on my mind.
And like, so now that, you know, now that we've kind of gone through the timeline of this relationship, what is, I guess, either one thing or some advice that you could give to couples who are navigating through, whether it's long distance or same city, but navigating through getting to know each other for the sake of marriage? Like, what do you feel like are some steps that you guys took to position you into, you know, being able to make it to the nikah point and then now, you know, living together and so on, like continuing your journey together?
So, yeah. So a big thing that we, well, Hanan introduced or like said to do, and honestly, it was something that I always thought about. And I think we've talked about on the podcast, was marriage counseling.
Premarital
counseling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we looked into that pretty early on or like not like about like
midway.
Yeah. Midway through, we looked into that and like we took it seriously and like okay, we said we got the program and everything. We went with this place called Suhba. Yeah, they're a marriage Islamic premarital counseling course, and like you take the course, you know, it gives you like videos to go through and things to work on. Exercises to do. Yeah. And then like it also offers like actual in person, not in person, but like
virtual
sessions? Counseling as well with an actual person. So that was a big part. That, like, yeah.
So was it just like you guys in a conference call with the counselor?
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, the majority of the course was like the program was pre-recorded videos.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think like that's. That was key for us just because we felt like we wanted to go at our own pace.
Yeah.
Just felt a little bit more private until, and yeah, just like at our own time and like what can we learn without necessarily being face to face with a guy. Even though like that live counseling is really important, like that feedback you can get from someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this particular program had that option as well, like after you've done the course and you've like learned, then you have the option to speak to someone. So yeah, it was great. Like we scheduled time like once a week to like go through one like module, and each one was like around different topics, spirituality, because it was Islamic based.
Yeah, spirituality, communication. Communication can be broken down into so many things.
Love languages was one.
I like that they how you
like interact or how you deal with like arguments and stuff like that, like how you are conflict as a person, resolution. Conflict resolution, yeah, those kind of things.
Expectations,
yeah, definitely.
And also like the role, like husband in Islam.
Yeah, what roles you plan on playing or you
and even intimacy
or how you divide it. Yeah.
Did they talk about finance and stuff too?
Not as much, but no, I think that was part of the communication on like the expectations part.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So that was definitely, I think, like involved in that conversation more.
And now that you've like gone through it, looking back, would you say that you like if you could reverse time, would you still go through it, or do you feel like you could like you didn't really need
it? Oh yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it like unearths just very important conversations. Exactly. that you may not feel comfortable or may like feel like they're out of nowhere. Like, you know, it just creates a space. And also it's informed. So you like listen to something and you learn about it and you learn, okay, this thing's important or like this, now discuss it. So it's contextual and it's informed and you're able to have like that really important conversation.
Yeah,
so
that's why I was really pushing it. Like before I even like announced that I was getting married, whatever, I was like always talking about make sure.
I reckon if y'all caught on to it,
premarital counseling. Yeah, exactly.
He was like really plugging it. I'm like, I wonder if he knows he's being obvious, but like no one caught on. So
Should we shout out the person who actually did gave us the premarital course as well? I forget her name specifically. When we started the conference call with the actual like therapist or like
counselor,
immediately she's like, "You look familiar to me."
No way. Yeah. She knew you?
And she's like, "Your name." She's like, "Do you have a sister?" I was like, yeah. I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Is she Aisha?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then she's like, "Oh my God, I watch your sister. I love her thing, man." It's like, "You guys have like a social media thing going, right?" I was like, "Yeah, I have a podcast." She's like, "Oh my God." Like, you know, and we started talking about that for a bit, like kind of like an icebreaker as well. But that was just like a weird connection there, because I think she was also from Canada as well.
Oh,
but she was originally from Canada or Toronto or somewhere in Toronto, but she actually moved to like Dubai or something like that, right?
Oh, she's not even in North America.
No, she wasn't in North America. Yeah,
cool.
So, but it was just like funny how I was like, yeah, I can't even escape it here, man.
Did you swear her into secrecy? Like no one can find out about this?
No, man. It's all, what is it called? HIPAA.
They can't reveal their identity or information about
confidentiality. Exactly.
It was called Ihsan Coaching.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get her name because she was great. Oh, Amina.
Yeah, Amina Iqbal. So if you're ever looking for a good coach, you can look up,
Ihsan, I forget the name. Coaching. All right.
Ihsan Coaching, and ask for Amina. So yeah, she was Amina Iqbal. But yeah, she was our counselor, and you know, she, like at that point, I feel like the course had really set us up very well. So even in the counseling, like we felt like we were like pretty set. Like she just made, she tried to reassure us and like kind of make sure to give us like, you know, some last minute advice before we actually got married, because like this was the final, by the time we finished the course, it was maybe like a month away from the actual nikah.
Yeah
So and it actually works out, like when you finish the course you actually get like a certificate, and depending on where you are, I think in the States, like you can actually get your marriage certificate faster when you have
that came so clutch.
Yeah, it actually helped us out big time.
It just so happened that this organization, like the Suhba, was located in Texas.
Yeah.
And was licensed, like their program was licensed through the Texas like premarital program, as a Texas premarital program, which qualified us for a waiver of a 72-hour waiting period that you have to, from getting like your marriage certificate to actually it being ordained and signed.
So we were able to get it in the same day.
Yeah, the same day, which was like critical because he didn't have another day that he was going to be in Texas.
Yeah.
We had that Friday and then we were gone the Monday after the nikah. So anyways, that was just like random coincidence, but it worked out, alhamdulillah. Like it just felt like everything's perfect.
Yeah.
But to talk a little bit more about the counseling, I think obviously there is still always stigma with counseling, especially when it comes to like relationship counseling, because it implies that there's something wrong with the relationship, or there's some type of issue, which could be true, but particularly for premarital, it's all about preemptive learning.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like a course, whatever the form of it is, like just something where you can learn about how to be a partner in a marriage, because we are not born with those skills. And a lot of it, like maybe we're absorbing from like what we see in media or like what we've learned from our parents or just these other sources, which may or may not have been like super healthy.
Yeah.
So it's all about like premarital education.
Exactly.
So like if we kind of like flip the script a little bit and remove that stigma, because I feel like everyone should learn.
Mm-hmm. It makes you a better partner in general.
Yeah. Everyone mm-hmm. has something to learn.
It kind of like gives you the tools that you need to navigate
exactly
a completely new relationship that, you know, unless you've, even if you've been married before, like mm-hmm. no two spouses are the same, right? Yeah. So like you may think, like for someone who has been married before, now they're getting married to mm-hmm. somebody else, for example, they in their mind they're like, well, I've done this before, so I know what to do. But like no two people communicate the same, so mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't imagine having to figure out all the stuff that we learned mm-hmm. in that course when you're also in the process of like moving into a new place, mm-hmm. figuring out like what your new lifestyle is going to be or like your new routine is going to be and all that stuff. Like having that also at the same time is like a lot, right? And if you haven't already had these conversations on like, you know, what tasks you're going to be doing, like how your conflict resolution is going to work and like how you don't even know how that person reacts in conflict. Maybe you guys go through your whole pre-marriage relationship or like talking stage without getting into one argument, but then the moment you get into an argument after your marriage, you're like, this is new, like, and you find out that person actually gets like super explosive when they're angry, mm-hmm. like, oh my god, like where is this coming from, right? But talking those things out before actually getting married, like it can at least get you prepared for that, or make you realize maybe this is not something you want.
I actually saw this TikTok this week where this guy was talking about, I think he said he was married for 10 years or mm-hmm. a little bit more than that. And he was talking about, it's a couple who they met in freshman year in high school. Is it freshman? Grade 9 in high school. Mm-hmm. But so they've known each other for 18 years or something mm-hmm. like that, dated for 14 years, married for 8 years. So like they've known each other for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the secret to them having like a successful long-term relationship mm-hmm. was like their advice was, oh, we lived together throughout college. We actually ended up breaking up, but we always remained in each other's lives. And obviously, you know, we're all Muslim and we don't move in with our partners until you have a nikah, so it's a little bit tougher to navigate. Like, you can't get a test drive before you get married. You know what I mean? You're kind of just going into a blind. So I think the premarital counseling is sort of helps. Mm. It helps in that sense where you can't move in with mm-hmm. somebody, but, you know, you're not necessarily being forced to have those conversations, but you are exposed to the different types of things that come with marriage. Mm-hmm. So that within that first year or 2 years where you're essentially kind of getting to know each other all over again, but in a different sense, because mm-hmm. now you're like physically there mm-hmm. with somebody and there's no escape, right? Like once you move in, you're like, all right, we're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're really here. We got to figure it out. And the guy in the relationship was saying like so many couples break up within the first 2 years because mm-hmm. they don't move in together. They don't do premarital counseling. So like when you're dating, oftentimes you're putting your best foot forward because you're courting the person, right?
Yeah.
And then when you're in the marriage and the mask finally comes off, then you're like, oh my God, who are you? Like, mm-hmm. This is not the person I was dating. And then, you know, usually people deep down realize like, this is not what I wanted in a partner. And then mm-hmm. that's when a separation ends up like taking place.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that premarital counseling is going to give you all the answers, right? Like it's just going to, I guess, start the conversation so that, you know, when you do have your first fight, and by the way, getting into an argument is totally normal, guys.
Mm.
One argument is not going to end the relationship. It's actually going to help you grow, assuming that there's emotional maturity there mm-hmm. and you actually learn from it, you know, to each their own, of course. But when you get to that point where you're dealing with that first conflict or, you know, Amir wants pasta, but you don't like pasta, and now it's an argument over that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if Amir is going to be the type that storms out of the place and you're just like, well, now what do I do? Versus like, you know, you saying, okay, you know what, you want to walk it off, go walk it off and come back and we'll have a conversation. Then you both know what to expect and it's not going to be this like big blowout fight type of situation, you mm-hmm. know? So you guys would definitely recommend it, is basically what I'm getting at.
I think it definitely takes a level of honesty and vulnerability, because I can imagine you have those conversations even in some counseling, but then what your word is not how you actually your action.
You mean like being honest in those sessions?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I would say that's a requirement. Like if you're not, you're just going along with it, or you don't really, your head's is not there. That could happen. But absolutely I would. And, yeah, I think like even in our course, like we did practice, like literally scenarios, like if this were to occur, this is the, like if things get heated, this is the word we'll use in order to de-escalate. If, you know, if there is conflict, how do you want me to approach you? Like just talking about those things. I mean, like, I think this, also your love language is like all of these things are specific to you. So it is about learning about that person. But again, it's just like the space of learning and discussing with your partner. So absolutely, I'd recommend.
Yeah. Do you feel like you guys learned more about yourselves too, in terms of like knowing what you want, knowing what you're willing to put up with, understanding your own love languages, and just like through that knowing, getting to know yourself more? Like, do you feel like you've gotten to that place within yourself?
I think I knew myself pretty well by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
remember the myths? One of the myths that we had to like, it was like a list of 20 myths of marriage, and we had to like circle the ones we identified with.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I chose, but
I can't remember what I chose.
That's either. Like when I learned, because it was like, which ones do you believe to an extent? And to choose like one or three or something like that was acceptable. But then like if you're, the number of myths you chose is like 4 to 6 or like 8 to 10, it was like, okay, like let's like dive in and figure out why you believe those things. And there were things I learned about you that, you know, we discuss. So I learned about him through that. And I believe there were things about me that I didn't realize, like, oh, I have this many, and like there's a theme going on here.
Yeah.
So that was definitely like probably the more I learned. And some of the conversations as well, like the prompts, maybe about like family, or that I had to really reflect on and be like, okay, what was, you know, my upbringing, and like how did that, what do I think about that? And, you know, really come with like something that seemed honest. And
do you feel the same?
For me, I didn't believe in a lot of myths. From what I remember, like I kind of already was very real. I'm more of like a realist. So I already like
most guys.
Are most guys really realists?
Should I bring up the myths?
I feel like the red, you know, the red pillar.
You're
guys
not
are
a red.
More,
but you're
I'm not,
not.
But like, I feel like a lot of guys are like that, where they believe in like all the typical myths on like, I don't know.
Oh, how,
like the woman will cook and all. I don't know if that's a myth. Well, I don't know. Maybe that is. But yeah, it's
maybe
whatever.
It's like an unrealistic expectation. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily
maybe.
A myth. Because it does occur, I guess.
Oh, you actually have the booklet there?
Yay.
Okay, she found the myth workbook or work part. Work. Yeah. She found the myth section of the workbook.
Oh, this is a good one. Keeping secrets about my past or present is acceptable if it would cause pain for my partner.
Ooh.
It's a myth. Mm-hmm. We should live happily ever after with no major problems. If I have to ask, it's not as meaningful. That was mine.
Huh.
That was one that I resonated with.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just do things like my family did.
Mm.
It's better to keep silent about something bothering me than to cause unnecessary problems in our relationship. I think that's one that you resonated with.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe I did believe a couple of them.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think it's because it was so early. Like, this is literally from how, like, 8 months ago?
But yeah, it was like one of the first things we did.
Yeah.
And then, like,
the
and then you learn about, like, how important communication is, and, like, how to have constructive
That's a great exercise.
Yeah. So it like puts it into context about like what you believe about marriage, mm-hmm. and then you learn those tools and skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of debunk them.
Yeah. Definitely set us up very well.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And you know, before you guys met, I know, like, you know, for example, I think it was the first day of Kubba. I'm going to put you on the spot for a second, Amir. Mm-hmm. But the first day of Kubba, we were at a basketball game. Do you remember the conversation we had when it was me, you, and Hassan sitting? And you guys were like, okay, our mission.
Oh, yeah. I told, even on the podcast, I said, like, I don't know if I said it before that, but, like, my mission was, to, like, find a partner.
Mm-hmm. But, like, because that was your mission, did mm-hmm. you have, like, certain criteria or, like, a list or, like, I'm looking for someone who's, like, XYZ? Or did you kind of just say, like...
No. I was open.
I'll just know when I meet her.
Exactly.
So you had no criteria.
Like, I had, like, the criteria and, like, what I will find out afterwards. But, yeah. like, looks-wise or something like that, it wasn't really, like,
anything you just, like, specific. Knew? Like, yeah. when I meet her, I'll know?
Yeah.
How about you? Did you kind of go into Kubba thinking, like, inshallah, I meet my husband here? Or were you just like, if it happens, it happens?
Yeah, mostly. But I, same with Amir, like, I definitely had intentions in general. Like, mm-hmm. I'm ready for marriage. Mm-hmm. I think it was like, yeah.
Yeah, we almost didn't even meet. Like, she wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah, isn't that wild? I was supposed to fly out on Saturday morning. Or I wasn't going to make the mm-hmm. gala.
But she got a couple people to convince her, like, oh, just stay out for a little bit more.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man. It's like fate mm-hmm. sometimes. Or like, you know.
It was literally written.
Yes, like, exactly. Yeah.
If you guys remember earlier in this episode, we were, I don't know if we're keeping that part in, but we were all at the same nikah in 2016. Mm-hmm. And you guys just never met. And her brother was on our podcast, 2 years ago? Or mm-hmm. 2 years ago. Like, there were many instances,
chances where it could have. Yeah, it could have crossed paths, but.
Happened when it was meant to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we talked about this too. Like,
mm-hmm. did you have that moment?
What if we met a long time ago? Like, would that have, like, met we. Would get married sooner, like, mm-hmm. you know, but probably not, because, like, we might have been completely different people exactly. or, like, circumstances.
Like, I definitely would have been, a completely different... It probably wouldn't even entertained it, like, 2 years earlier.
Yeah, so, everything happens when it's supposed to.
Exactly. So, yeah, for those people out there who think, like, you know, there's no chance, like, kind of done looking and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, you just gotta trust in Allah and inshallah. When it's written for you to happen, it will happen. And not even for some people, it may never be written to happen, written for you. Mm. But, you know, as long as you stick to your deed, you know, rely on Allah, he'll give you something better. I'm just saying.
Wise words from Amir. Is there anything that you guys want to share with the audience before we wrap up this episode?
Like, in what sense? Like,
anything.
Marriage, maybe. Around...
You know, this is the podcast's first introduction to you. I'm sure mm-hmm. it's not going to be the last time you're
out here. Like, I know we're kind of ending here. There's so much more we could cover, like...
And I'm sure we'll do more. Like, you know, they have both shared a lot of insightful, information and advice. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of keen to see, like, what... You guys are, like, what you guys think of it. Share your experiences. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of our listeners are either married, have been married, are getting married. So, you know, share your advice, too. Or if you mm-hmm. feel like you've learned something today, let us know. She's going to be reading. I'm going to be reading. Mm-hmm. Amir's going to be reading.
Yeah, we can talk about so much.
I'm nervous about that.
Like, the process of all that and stuff. But,
you guys want to know about nikah planning?
That was a whole
then
ordeal.
Then let us know and we'll bring Hanan back for her too.
She'll be around.
Exactly.
She'll be around. Man.
But yeah.
I don't think there's anything specific I want to say. Just, mm-hmm. I'm happy to be here. And I was just thinking about, you know, what value, what message I'd like to give. So, if you have learned anything or if there's anything you want to share with us, please let us mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, free Palestine.
You guys know what to do. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to subscribe if you want to see more of our episodes. I promise we're going to be a little bit more consistent. You know, we just let life happen the last 2 weeks. But I feel like we made up for it with this
episode. Finally got a couch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we finally got a couch. We have somewhere to sit in our apartment now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, let us know what you guys think of this episode. Give this video a thumbs up if you're happy to finally meet Hanan, a.k.a. I don't want to refer to you as Amir's wife. Like, you know, you have
Amir's identity. Wife.
No.
Here we go. Okay. Yeah, so I guess we will see you guys next week.
You didn't even say subscribe to the channel. Did you?
I said subscribe if you want to see more episodes.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, no. Wait. No. We didn't start it. Three.
Wait, she has to be in a two.
Okay.
So
three,
you say, like, bye.
Two, one.
Bye. Bye.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.